Joshua chapter 1. After the death of Yahweh's servant Moses, Yahweh spoke to Moses' assistant, Joshua the son of Nun, and said, "My servant Moses is dead. You get ready now, you and all the people of Israel, and go over the river Jordan into the land that I shall give them. As I have told Moses, I have given you and all my people the entire land that you will be marching over." Now, this is like saying, yours is the kingdom. The kingdom is yours. And Jesus is going to say to us at the last day, come inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So God has got this plan to give us a place in his kingdom. And we definitely will be there. All we've got to do is to keep going forward in the journey. It's not that we're good enough to be there. We're not good enough to be there. We're only saved by grace. But we do have to keep going, and we've got to want to be in his kingdom. And this idea that Joshua was going to give them the kingdom, as simple as that, this looks ahead to Jesus, because Joshua is the same word as Jesus. They say Joshua in Hebrew, but in Greek, and the New Testament's written in Greek, they use the word that's translated Jesus. So we could say that Joshua is a type of Jesus. And Moses represents the law, and the law of Moses couldn't lead people into God's kingdom, but Joshua or Jesus can. Your borders are going to reach from the desert in the south to the mountains of Lebanon in the north, from the river Euphrates in the east to the Mediterranean in the west. Nobody is going to be able to defeat you as long as you live, Joshua. I will be with you as I was with Moses. So that no one was going to be able to defeat Joshua. Well, actually, he was sort of defeated at Ai because the people sinned. So all this is talking about what God could do for them. It could have been that Joshua never lost a battle. It could have been that the people inherited all of Canaan. But the reality was different. They didn't inherit all of Canaan because they found some of the tribes too difficult for them. But the idea is that they didn't need to feel that way. They could have won. It's like, will everyone be in the kingdom of God? No, they won't. Some people won't be there because they will fall away. But they could be there. And it's God's good pleasure that all those he's called, all his people, should be there. I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will always be with you and will never leave you. Be strong and of a good courage, for you are to be the leader of these people, so that they may occupy this land which I promised to their fathers. Only be strong and of a good courage, and be sure that you obey the whole law that was given to you by my servant Moses. Don't overlook any part of it, and then you will succeed wherever you go. Be sure that this book of the law is always and continually read before you. Study in it night and day, and be sure that you obey all things that are written therein, so that you will make your way prosperous. So he's saying, obey all the law. In other words, don't look at God's law and say, yeah, this bit's okay, I could do that, but I'm not going to do that. That's too difficult. Oh, I'm not interested in that. You see, that's the attitude of the flesh, that I will serve God insofar as is convenient to me. But then if it starts to touch an area of our lives that we don't want to surrender to him, then, oh no, I don't like it. Remember that I have commanded you to be strong and of a good courage, so do not be frightened nor discouraged, for I, Yahweh your God, am with you wherever you go. Well, there were times when Joshua was afraid and discouraged, especially when they're defeated at Ai. And yet you see how God is saying, this is the potential, this is how it could be for you. And yet it doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to force his way through, because God doesn't force his way. God is not treating people like they're puppets. God is, if you like, a great encourager, confirming us in the way in which we choose to go. Then Joshua ordered the leaders to go throughout the camp and tell the people, "Prepare food, because after 3 days you shall cross the River Jordan to go into the land that the Lord your God will give you." Joshua said to the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, "Remember now how Moses, Yahweh's servant, told you that Yahweh your God would give you this land to the east of Jordan as your inheritance. Your wives, children, and animals will stay here, but your soldiers shall arm themselves for battle and cross over ahead of their brothers in order to help them until they have occupied the land to the west of Jordan that Yahweh has given them. When he has given safety and blessing to all of Israel, then you may return and settle here in your land east of Jordan, which Moses gave to you." They replied to Joshua, "We will do all that you told us, and we will go wherever you tell us. We will obey you, just as we always obeyed Moses. And may Yahweh your God be with you, as he was with Moses. Whoever questions your authority or is disobedient to any of your commands, may they be put to death. Be strong and of a good courage." Well, these 2.5 tribes, they had not crossed over Jordan. They found some land to the east of Jordan and said, "Oh, could we have this?" "Yes," God said, "you can, but you must cross over Jordan and not enjoy your inheritance until you've helped your brothers and sisters to get their inheritances." So there's no shortcut to the kingdom. They thought, "Oh, we don't want to go and fight the Canaanites. We just want to have this land here." And God will give you what you ask for, but by doing so, you're often making life more difficult for yourselves. Because their soldiers had to go over in the front of the other Israelites. They had to be the ones who first engaged with the Canaanite tribes in war. So actually, they did not really have a shortcut to the kingdom at all. They were frightened of the fighting, maybe, so that's why they wanted to stay east of Jordan, but they actually saw more of the fighting than the other tribes. Also, by staying over on the east of Jordan, it was going to make it more difficult for them to come to keep the feasts together with the other tribes. But even though they were making a decision that made their obedience to God more difficult, God still allows them to make it. Just as when the younger son comes to the father in the parable and says, "Give me your inheritance, give me my inheritance," and the father knew he was going to go and waste it, yet the father still gives it to him. And so you've got to be careful what you ask for, because God may give it to you. And our only desire has got to be to enter and to inherit God's kingdom.